Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Tessa Shio.
And of course, this is the place where we believe that every marriage has a chance. And we also just want to be a source of encouragement and inspiration. Pesa and I have been together for 13 years. We have 4 children. And so we just like to share our experiences and our story, hoping that it will inspire another couple out there.
Oh, yes.
So you guys can always reach out to us, comment, ask questions on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
And you can like us on Facebook,
which is Facebook.com/Live Your Best Marriage.
And of course, you can subscribe to the blog at liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Oh, yes.
So one of the main things that we like to talk about here at Live Your Best Marriage is just the fact that we are all human. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. And as much as we want to have the greatest relationship and we want to share all these amazing tips, we just like to remind you guys that grace and forgiveness and patience are probably the most important tips that we could give to anybody.
Oh, yes.
Because again, nobody's perfect, and we just need to keep in mind that we all make mistakes, but there's always room for growth. So let's provide that room.
There's room for growth, and it's not about perfection. It's about getting better.
Yes. We're all constantly getting better.
Yes.
So as we just mentioned a few minutes ago, we do have 4 kids. And in this episode, we wanted to give you guys 5 of our favorite parenting tips. So,
and we also want to add that we have two in diapers. And we homeschooled our kids. So we have a lot of experience in terms of just being around our kids a lot. So that does not mean if you don't homeschool your kids, you are not a good parent. What we mean is we've been there, done that, and we've got the t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So
exactly.
So basically, we run a business from home with the kids around, so there's a lot of interaction with kids all day long, and so it's the concept of making sure that the kids are being raised well has always fascinated us.
Yes.
And we are always trying to find the best way to do this task of this mini, some people could even call it a ministry, the ministry of raising kids. And we're always looking for new ideas and new tips. So even if the tips we give here, you think you have new tips that you might use, you use in your house, you can always send them to us in the comments. If you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube, you can always put a comment there. So what's the first tip you want to give us?
So the first tip that we have for you guys is teaching manners such as please and thank you, just the most basic. And the reason why I think this is so huge is because it teaches the child to respect others.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole idea of people skills and just interpersonal communication, I feel like is so needed.
Yes.
Especially just where the world is today. I won't go there, but I feel like having kids who just appreciate other people and can value others and not think that it's all about them.
Okay, yes.
It's just so needed right now.
And they just the whole gratitude, thank you thing mm-hmm. is huge, because they know that somebody has done something for them.
Right.
So
if they can express appreciation,
appreciation of say, hey, thank you.
Yes.
Please, can I have this?
Yes.
Thank you. That just shows that they are, you're more likely to get along with folks if you can appreciate what they're doing with you, absolutely, for you. And if they can learn this as they're young, and they can even practice this around each other. So in our house, we actually expect and require that they will say please and thank you for things that are being done to them, for them, or even if it's just between each other.
Absolutely. And empathy is something that I feel is probably one of the most important things that a child can learn, because I like to ask the question, okay, well, how would you like it if someone did that to you?
Yeah.
And so really the golden rule and just being able to feel what someone else is going through.
Yeah.
I think if a lot of the adults could do that, we won't have as many problems in the world.
Yes.
But so empathy, saying please and thank you, gratitude, all of those, that's definitely our number one.
Really help. Yes. Yeah. And so it's great for the kids and also great for the adults.
Absolutely.
And it's and most of these things, we might be talking them as tips for, like, parenting tips for kids, but actually they carry over to adults. So I use the please and thank you, and I feel like I get more done easily.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of folks are more likely to help me if I said please, or if I said, if they know I appreciate what they are doing for me.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and I'm sure you've always been, you've had an interaction with somebody, a kid, a child who is just so demanding and obnoxious, and it doesn't matter what you do, they are still demanding. We have a 2-year-old right now, so we understand the whole concept of 2-year-olds when they going through some of their terrible twos, and it can be draining sometimes, but hopefully by the time they are out of this phase, they will also understand more on
mm-hmm.
the please and thank yous.
Yes. So our second tip is praying and being able to express gratitude. Just and this gratitude that we're referring to right now mm-hmm. is just simply waking up and being thankful that they woke up and started another day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know the peace that comes from praying.
Oh, yeah.
I think that it can help a child just not only develop faith,
mm-hmm.
their faith, but also just it helps them take on the world, I think. Mm-hmm. And it can prepare them to be better adults. Because it's just, when you have that peace, it just, I think it can.
And also you just know, they just are prepared to know that they are not facing the world by themselves. There's right. a higher power, there's God out there who is there that they can talk to, and they can ask for help and things like that. So it's not like you're going through life alone, which sometimes can feel like, oh man, everything is just on me. And basically, again, going through life alone. So if they just know that they can pray and just get and involve God in what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
can really help out.
Absolutely.
Yes. And absolutely. And also the concept of gratitude, as you had mentioned, it's just being grateful, because as much as you might feel like things are not working out for you,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you might actually be getting a lesson. Like, there might be some lesson that you're going to learn from it. You are maybe going through a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Or some folks might even be having it not as good as you think.
Yeah.
like sometimes your life you might think is crazy, but actually somebody else might be crazier. So just to appreciate what you might think is not doing well, appreciate that. That's not we this is not the same as being complacent and settling. It's more of, hey, I'm glad I'm awake. Hey, I'm glad I have the energy to pursue this issue. I'm glad I'm yes. even thinking about this.
Yes.
And proceed from there. Yes.
Definitely.
So be very prayerful, pray and be, have a really sense of gratitude and just have that habit of giving gratitude. Mm-hmm. And yeah. also gratitude, the more you give gratitude, I've read some books that it lowers your stress level.
Like definitely.
People who give gratitude are not as stressful as people who are always complaining and they don't definitely. See the good in things that are happening in their yes. lives. Yes.
Yes. It can bring a lot of peace.
Yes.
Definitely. And yes. also I think on the issue of faith, I think that that also encourages giving, especially mm-hmm. giving to those who are in need. And there's always this generosity mm-hmm. that I feel like is encouraged, especially, I mean, I don't read the Bible a lot or anything like that, but I just feel like that is always something that is encouraged,
mm-hmm.
giving and helping and just being a positive person, someone who contributes.
Yes.
That's kind of how I see it.
Yes.
So tip number 3 is honesty, teaching them to be honest, I think is really, that is something that has always been needed since the beginning of
time. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and that's something that will always be needed.
Yeah. Telling the truth,
yes.
being clear. Yes.
Yes. And teaching them to be honest as kids, I think obviously prepares them for adulthood,
mm-hmm.
but also since this is Live Your Best Marriage, we can also think, okay, well that can help them when they get married.
Yes.
Later on, they will know that dishonesty and being deceitful and just those types of things are not something that they should do.
No.
And so that one's pretty self-explanatory, I think.
And honesty is very important, even just
yes.
as they are living their life. And as you have said, in marriage, mm-hmm. in just life, in business, you don't want to be the person who is being cheated by a business person who is getting inferior right. goods. You don't want people who are cutting corners and not being honest. You don't want, because we've realized anywhere that we're on the short end of somebody who was not honest, it always feels like there's going to be pain and suffering. If somebody cheats on you in a marriage, they were not honest. And
mm-hmm.
for a lot of folks, it just doesn't end up well. So teaching these things when they are young helps, that knowing that honesty is the best policy.
Yes.
Will they do it 100%? I don't think so, but because they're humans. But having that in their mind that honesty is the best policy will go a long ways compared to if they didn't even know that there's an issue to do with telling the truth and being honest.
Yes, absolutely. So the fourth tip that we have for you guys is to encourage reading as much as possible. And we actually haven't talked a lot here about screen time. Mm-hmm. We could actually do a whole episode about kids and screen time with their mm-hmm. devices. But the reason why I feel like encouraging reading is so important. And not, and again, going back to the whole device thing, not reading from a tablet or a Kindle or a whatever it is. I mean, reading books, because I feel like it promotes creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I think for me as a kid, it just helped my imagination so much. And I turned out to be a creative person, like a, okay, I don't know the right name. I have a blog. We have a web design business. So we are obviously
creative.
But what I mean is, I feel like as a kid, in a way, it probably encouraged me to just aim for those things that I really want to do, that I want out of life.
Yes.
I don't know. I get the feeling that seeing all the different characters and all the different stories and just helping my imagination grow really is what led me to just thinking that, okay, it's okay to just go for your dreams. It's okay to just aim for something big. I don't know. That's just my take on that. And so I feel like,
because it just opens up your mind.
It's very, yes, it's like an enrichment thing. Yes. And so if kids experience that more, I think that is a very, very positive activity for them to be doing. Oh, yes,
it is.
So that was just that's mine. I've never actually heard this tip anywhere else.
So just,
just to open that world of exploring.
Yes. And there's, somebody says experience is the best teacher, but we also know that in your lifetime, you can't live enough experiences to actually live a full life. So there's some experiences you'll never live through, but reading them in books will actually put you through some experiences, because your brain doesn't know that you are living through it, or you are just reading and learning from somebody else. So as a small kid, they can work on the imagination, and they can also just learn a lot of life tips, life experiences and life ideas and all that just by reading a book.
Yes. Absolutely. So I definitely am very passionate about just the wealth of knowledge and the exploring and all of the ideas and creativity that can come from books.
Yes.
All right. So
from books.
So tip number 5, and which is our last tip of the day, is being able to share and communicate what you're feeling and what you're thinking. And this is, I know we probably think that, okay, well, kids are too little to really know how to do this effectively. Mm-hmm. But it's mostly for the parents to lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
The more our kids see us, you know, flying off the handle, getting mad, yelling, or getting overly emotional about things, whether we're having a phone conversation or it's with our spouse, they are looking at that and probably thinking, okay, well, I guess that's the way
to do it.
That's the way it's done.
They're just learning how to do it.
Yeah. Or, you know, just things like that. So basically, they're just learning from our style of communication.
Yes.
So if we can just practice ways to express what we're thinking effectively and what we're feeling. And with our 2-year-old right now, she just gets really fussy when she wants something. So we're at the stage right now where we just encourage her, okay, use your words. Just tell us. If there's something, okay, so if there's something you're wanting, please just tell us. Just say it. You don't have to cry. And she is getting better.
Yes.
She's improving, but she's still a little kid. So, but again, she's watching. She's still watching us.
Mm-hmm.
And she's learning how we react to situations and the way that we express our thoughts and feelings. So hopefully she can, or hopefully we can set a good example, and then she will
pick up
on follow. Them. Yes, she'll pick up on the things that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So, another issue that comes with this is just assuring them that they shouldn't be afraid to speak their mind,
mm-hmm.
and that it's okay to speak up. It's okay to express your ideas. And actually, Pesa has been really, really good about that.
Yes.
With our, I've heard him say several times that, you know, he wants our girls to just speak up, just say what you're thinking.
Yes.
Just put your two cents in.
Yes. You know, I was raised in a family where speaking up and just saying what was in your mind was actually encouraged and seen as something that you just do. So I never knew that there was other families where you could not speak up, you could not say what you thought. So, and we've had this in another podcast where Whitney was also talking about the fact that when she was raised in the family that she was raised, it was more, you had to mind your manners more and not speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's just how you were raised.
Yeah.
But for our kids, I really hope, and I'm really working on that, that they can, working with them so that they can be able to communicate and express themselves, and express their feelings and their points. They should not feel like, oh, other people are better than them, so their point is not valid. They are unique, very great, and they also have a place. Their point should be listened to.
Yes. We want their contributions to be respected.
Yes. Now, that is half of the battle, because I feel like if the kids cannot even express what they're thinking, nobody will even know what they were thinking. So you cannot blame anybody for not implementing what your idea you had if mm-hmm. you cannot even express it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I also believe that the debate, the going back and forth on an idea until you refine it and you find the best idea is a good thing. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So nobody has the monopoly in ideas.
Yes.
Yes.
That's for sure. Yes. That's for sure.
And yeah.
So yes. So basically we just like to encourage them to speak their mind and let us know what their ideas are and what their opinions are. And the best way that we can do that is to just lead by example.
Yes.
And just, if I know how to share my ideas, then they'll learn how to share
the ideas, theirs. Yeah.
So just as a recap, the five parenting tips that we had for you guys today. The first one was just saying please and thank you. And that's probably another one that we can lead by example.
Example, yes.
We just want, Pesa and I want our kids to just have empathy and respect for other people. And just, we feel like having manners in a way really just helps them to appreciate other people.
Yes.
And know that it's not all about them.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That they're not the center of the universe.
No.
So the second one was evening prayers and gratitude. Just, we feel like faith is such a huge part of shaping. Or
just daily prayers.
Daily prayers. Just, mm-hmm. you know, expressing gratitude even for the fact that they woke up today and that they have a chance to go through another day. So, number three, honesty is the best policy. Just teaching them to tell the truth. And again, because this is Live Your Best Marriage, we brought up the point that they'll need to avoid being deceitful in their marriage mm-hmm. later on. So honesty really is the best policy.
Yeah.
And then number four was reading books. And if possible, reading daily.
Yeah.
Because we just feel like it helps them learn so much, but also grow their imaginations.
Yeah.
So that they can be creative, problem-solving adults yes. later on. And then number five was being able to share and communicate what they're thinking effectively.
Yes.
And so that was just the issue of leading by
example. Example, yes.
And so we just hope that these tips will be helpful for you guys. And we would love to hear some of your favorite parenting tips.
Yes, because this is not all the tips, but these were big. But I'm sure there's some tips in your life that you're like, wow, I wish they knew this, because it's going to really, really help them with their kids. So we really want to hear those tips mm-hmm. and
absolutely.
Definitely post them on the comments. And also, or if you are watching this on YouTube, just put them on the comment. We read your comments. And don't forget to subscribe if you are listening to this in iTunes, so that you never miss any of the podcasts.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, and our podcast is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we will be back.
Bye, and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry? Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.